You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, those of you listening on satellite, the board man at WWCR went to sleep again, so I'm going to give you a number. Will one of you please call and tell him to wake up the guy on the board and put the Hour of the Time on the air on shortwave, please? The number is 615-255-1300. Or 615-255-1377. That's 615-255-1300 or 615-255-1377. Again, I don't know what the problem is at WWCR. Either they don't pay those guys or the people that they pay don't care. Because the guy on the board has gone to sleep, and while we're on satellite, we are not on shortwave WWCR. So if one of you would kindly call those two numbers, tell them to wake up the guy on the board and put the Hour of the Time on the air, we would appreciate that. And when that happens, we'll get on with the show, because we've got so much important stuff to cover that I really can't do anything until we're on shortwave. So we're listening here, and we'll know when this is finally accomplished. Let me give you the numbers again. 615-255-1300 or 615-255-1377. While we're on the air, we can't call from here because all of our lines are in use, folks. So that means one of you are going to have to call one of those two numbers, 615-255-1300 or 615-255-1377. Tell them to wake the guy up on the board and put the Hour of the Time on the air where it belongs. And until that's accomplished, we'll just play a little music here. Hello.
Is this a William Cooper show?
Yes.
I have a question for you. You guys aren't on WWCR right now. USA Radio Network.
We're on satellite right now, and the man at WWCR has gone to sleep on the board. Let me give you a couple of numbers to call to wake this clown up.
All right.
615-255-1300 or 615-255-1377.
1377. I'll get right on that. Thank you, sir.
Well, it looks like we're finally on the air. Somebody woke the clown up on the board at WWCR, and tomorrow, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm angry. This happens too much. Too much. Happened Friday night. And we were dropped off for 20 minutes last week. So I think I'll just hold up the check to WWCR. Maybe we just won't send them their money. How about that? Until they can tell me that this has all been straightened up. And if they don't like that, they can take the money out of the paycheck of the clown that keeps doing this to us. We're paying them for a service, and it doesn't seem like they can live up to their part of the bargain. For New Hampshire, the Constitution Party has a coordinator, Constitution Party coordinator for the state of New Hampshire. His name is Ed Brown. Ed Brown. I'm going to give you his phone number. Area code 603-675-2909. That's 603-675-2909. That's his phone number. And he's the new state coordinator for the Constitution Party for the state of New Hampshire. His address is Ed Brown, HCR 75, Box 121. That's HCR 75, Box 121, Plainfield, New Hampshire. Plainfield, New Hampshire, 03781. One more time, Ed Brown, the new state coordinator for New Hampshire, HCR 75, Box 121, Plainfield, New Hampshire, 03781. His phone is 603-675-2909. If you live in the state of New Hampshire, you're interested in joining the Constitution Party, I suggest you call Ed. Okay, there will be a Michigan public hearing to discuss SCR 32, which is the Michigan participation in the Conference of States. And this public hearing to discuss SCR 32 and the Conference of States will be held on March 23rd, that's Thursday, at 8 a.m. on March 23rd, Thursday, in room 425 and 426 at the State Capitol of Michigan in Lansing. All are encouraged to attend and give testimony. Please plan on arriving a few minutes early to fill out a card for testimony. We need everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Represent the Constitution Party. We are leading the opposition against the Conference of States. No one else is even close. A lot of people are participating. A lot of people are following our lead, but we're leading the charge. Again, it's a public hearing to discuss SCR 32, which is the Michigan Participation in the Conference of States, be held on March 23rd, Thursday at 8 a.m., room 425 and 426 at the State Capitol of Michigan in Lansing. All of you are encouraged to attend and give your testimony. Please plan on arriving a few minutes early to fill out a card for testimony. We need everyone that is in that area to show up. There'll be a Constitution Party of Pennsylvania, Delaware Valley chapter will hold their regular meeting on Thursday, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, March 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Villanova Family Diner, routes 30 and 320, 1,000 feet east of Interstate 476. That's routes 30 and 320, 1,000 feet east of Interstate 476 at the Villanova Family Diner. Villanova, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's for people from the Delaware Valley area of Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley area of Pennsylvania, and southern New Jersey and northern Delaware states. For information, call Jackie at 610-896-8897. That's 610-896-8897 between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. That's for daytime calling. For the nighttime calling, call Mike at 610-494-2113. That's Mike at 610-494-2113. That's for between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Also, there'll be a Pennsylvania Constitution Party Northwestern Area Chapter for people from Erie, Warren, McKeon, and Potter counties. The meeting is scheduled for Saturday, March 25th. At 6:30 p.m. Saturday, March 25th, 6:30 p.m. in Youngsville, Pennsylvania. That's the Island Park Building. In Youngsville, Pennsylvania, that's the Island Park Building. Route 6 West, first right after the Agway store. Route 6 West, first right after the Agway store. For information, call Chris at 814-726-1797. That's 814-726-1797. Also, they're asking that you bring paper and pencil to that meeting. They want you to write something down, just like me. Remember, never listen to the hour of the time without pen and paper right near your side, and lots of paper, folks. Okay, South Carolina Constitution Party will meet on April the 1st. Meetings will be held all day at the Holiday Inn in Rock Hill, South Carolina. That's the Holiday Inn in Rock Hill, South Carolina, April 1st. Meetings will be held all day at I-77 and U.S. 21 on Cherry Road. That's I-77 and U.S. 21 on Cherry Road. For information, call 803-684-3155. That's 803-684-3155. There's also a Constitution Party meeting of Washington State. That's Washington State. April 6th, from 7 to 8 p.m. From 7 to 8 p.m. at the Rainier Beach Library in Seattle. The Rainier Beach Library in Seattle. For information, call 206-248-2839. Again, that's the Constitution Party chapter of Washington State, April the 6th, between 7 and 8 p.m., Rainier Beach Library in Seattle. Call 206-248-2839 for information. The Constitution Party, ladies and gentlemen, for your information, is the fastest growing new political party in the history of the United States, bar none. If you don't believe that, you just keep listening. Okay, folks, there was a news report. Now, we haven't verified this, but there was a news report. I mean, we verified the news report. That was real. But we haven't verified the reality of what was reported on this news report. So I want to tell you what I'm going to give you now is raw intelligence. There was a news report, this much is fact, on WCBS radio in New York City. That's 880 kilohertz. It's at 51 West 52nd Street, New York, New York 10019. The general manager is Chris J. Whitting. News director is Harvey Nagler. The number is 212-736-5502. That's 212-736-5502. We know that they made this news broadcast at 1612. That's 12 minutes after 4 this afternoon, New York's Eastern Standard Time. And the plug was this: guns don't kill people, talk shows do. Talk radio hosts are to be held accountable under new legislation currently being crafted in the New York State Legislature. It sounds similar to the philosophy that one who serves a drink to someone obviously intoxicated can be held liable for causing a death on the highway. If a discussion on the radio is later seen to be contributory to some illegal act, the talk show host is to be held responsible as contributing to the act. Now, whether or not this is really in the New York State Legislature, I don't know. But I encourage everyone living in New York to find out, and you better stop it if it is, because that's draconian, more Hitler-type measures to take the place of the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, and specifically free speech. And these people are getting wacko. I mean, really. Whacked out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something else. All this stuff about the militia of Montana and John Truckman and all of their antics up there are diversions. That's right, diversions. Can you imagine if we had fallen for that routine and had been broadcasting stories about the militia of Montana instead of the Conference of States, because that's exactly what it was designed to do. And all the other Patriot talk show hosts bought into it hook, line, and sinker, except for the hour of the time. We focus on the real issues. We're trying to save a nation of 250 million people, not two stupid idiots who get hooked up with some people that they know are causing trouble with the law and get themselves arrested. And the true story up there has not yet emerged, ladies and gentlemen, except for this. We know that what's happening with the leadership of the militia of Montana is a diversion. It is designed to instigate the militia to cause an incident whereby all militias can be labeled as terrorists. Once that happens, all patriots and militia will be fair game, and the sheeple of America will not support patriotism any longer. That's what it's really all about. We're not picking on the militia of Montana. We never have. We know that those are good people who make up that militia, but they are following the wrong leadership. Bob Fletcher has been operating for the Central Intelligence Agency for a long, long time. He was involved in the Iran-Contra affair with Ali North. His company, his manufacturing company, was a front for the Iran-Contra affair. Bob Fletcher testified in the Iran-Contra hearings, and you can all, under the Freedom of Information Act, get a copy of his testimony, and you will find out. Also, if you noticed, if you watched the Donahue show about the militia, you saw a bunch of idiots there who shouldn't be leading any militia whatsoever. Instead of showing up in suits and ties to present a credible appearance, many of them showed up in camouflage uniforms. Stupid thing to do. Not a one of them talked about the law concerning the legitimacy of the militia, or the history or tradition of the militia, or the attitude of our founding fathers. None of them stated the current and present law of almost every state in their Constitution and Title 10 of the United States Code. Every time Donahue asked John Trockman a question, he sat dutifully quiet, like the puppet that he is, and Bob Fletcher answered the question. And every time he began to answer the question, he steered it to rhetoric and photographs, making statements that there were hundreds of thousands of tanks and armor of the Soviet Union, and tens and hundreds of thousands of foreign troops in the United States. None of it can be verified, not one bit of it. There are some Russian armor in this country. There are some foreign troops in this country. If you'll go back and read all of the material that you've ever received from the militia of Montana and go through it objectively and using your brain, you will see that 99% of all of it has been a lie, has been deception, has been manipulation. It has caused people to be afraid. It has caused people to do stupid things. It has caused people to leave the Patriot movement and to leave militias. And it is all designed for one ultimate goal: to get the legitimate militias of this country to do something that will cause the government to be legitimate in crushing and arresting patriots and militia members. Now, I'm going to play you a tape, and I want you to listen very, very carefully, because this says it all. This is Bob Fletcher talking in his own words, with his own mouth, in his own voice. Listen carefully.
What did you do to make a living? In 1985, I was a manufacturer and became a victim of Oliver North and some of his friends there. As far as my company, I merged the company I owned, which was a toy manufacturing company. I merged that with another company. Turned out to be a covert front operation for CIA and Oliver North and the Contras, and at which point in time I lost my company. They stole over $250,000 from me.
Well, that's it, folks. You heard him admit all of this. Now, he claims that they took his company and they gypped him out of millions of dollars. The truth is that he was a part of it, and they got caught. They got caught, ladies and gentlemen. And he was called in front of the committee investigating the Iran-Contra affair, and he did give testimony. And I urge you all to get a copy of the testimony that he gave and read it read it and understand what you're reading. And then go back and study the Hegelian dialectic of political conflict resolution. And understand that most of the people that you think are your leaders are not your leaders. What happened in Montana with John Trockman and those free men and everybody else had nothing to do with the militia. Has nothing to do with the militia of your state or with the militia of Montana or the militia of the United States of America. Has nothing to do with the constitutions of your states or the Constitution of the United States of America. It is a legal problem involving some people who did some very stupid things and possibly some lawmen who may have also done some very stupid things. But the whole thing was designed to take your attention away from the passage of the Conference of States resolutions in the various state houses across this country. And it worked with every single patriot broadcast and organization across this country, except for the intelligence service, the Hour of the Time, and the Constitution Party. And you damn well better remember that.
Darker before it gets lighter.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might. Animals that eat dogs?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers?
And bears.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Which one of your friends? I'd fight you both again if you were. I'd fight you with one poor tie behind my back. I'd fight you standing on one foot. I'd fight you with my eyes closed. Oh, pulling an axe on me, eh? Sneaking up on me, eh?
Why?
Here. Go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh?
Afraid, huh? How long do you stay fresh in that can? Come on, get up and fight, you shivering junkyard. Put your hands up, you lopsided bag of hay.
Now, that's getting personal, Lion.
Yes. Get up and teach them a lesson.
Well, what's wrong with you teaching them?
Well, I hardly know them.
I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you.
What did you do that for? I didn't buy them.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs.
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me.
That's right, folks. You see how you are? You're scared of the lions and tigers and bears. You're walking through the forest, ducking at every shadow. You just can't wait, can you? Well, I'll tell you something. Those of you who are participating in all this bullshit, you're stupid. You are ignorant and you are pathetic. And you'd better stop it right now. You'd better form legitimate militias. Stop listening to all the baloney rumors. Let me say this once again. There are no leaks. If anybody was coming after the militia this week, as I told you weeks ago, you would never know about it. Never. Not in a million years. So stop hiding behind your trees. Stop worrying.
Stop passing around the rumors. Stop biting on the Bob Fletchers and the John Trotmans of the world. And get about your business. And if you can't do that, get your little butts home where you belong, under your mommy's skirt, and leave the rest of us alone to fight the battles.
I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'll be thinking, you could be an observation if you only had a brain.
Oh, I can tell you why. The ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never felt before. And then I'd sit and drink some more. I would not be just a number. My head all full of suffering. My heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a thing of dairy if I only had a brain.
Wonderful. Why, if I share Crowback...
The enemy is laughing at you. They are judging your strengths and your weaknesses, and they're watching you run around and chase your tail. Just like Linda Thompson and I watched them run around and chase their tail and judged their strengths and weaknesses, anticipating an armed march on Washington, which was called off when we found out what we needed to know. It also helped spur the formation of militias across this country. Some of us know what we're doing. The rest of you are playing cowboys and Indians. In Texas, those of you who live in Texas, get down to your state house and dig out HCR 18, sponsored and introduced by Warren Chisholm. It is now in committee, the State Affairs Committee, for a vote as to whether it will go to the floor for a vote. It is all about the Texas participation in the Conference of States, and that's what you should be devoting your time to, not John Trotman laying on a floor in Montana. In California, it's called SCR 9. It's in the California State Committee to consider whether it goes out for a vote. And that's coming up soon. You need to call Senator Dave Kelly. Senator Dave Kelly, and I'm going to give you a number. You see, he's one of the ones you have to turn around because he wants to vote for it. His number is 916-445-5581. 916-445-5581. You also need to call Patrick Johnson because he's also going to vote for it. His telephone number is 916-445-2407. That's 916-445-2407. His fax is 916-327-4213. And also Ken Matty. Ken Matty is going to vote for it. You need to swing these votes against Ken Matty. 916-445-9600. That's 916-445-9600. His fax is 916-327-3523. That's 916-327-3523. And that's for the state of California, ladies and gentlemen. So far, Nicholas Petras and Alfred Alquist say they're going to vote against this, but you can call them also to give them support. 916-445-6577. That's 916-445-6577. And 916-445-9740. That's 916-445-9740. Their fax numbers are 916-327-1997 and 916-323-1997.
8386. The fax number for Senator Dave Kelly, whom I neglected to give you. Dave Kelly's fax number is 916-327-2187. That's for California. This is coming up soon. Aaron Russo, the chairman of the Constitution Party, and I and several other people met over the weekend in California. Aaron Russo will be in Sacramento. Of Colorado to oppose the passage by the committee into the House for a vote of the resolution of the Conference of the States in California called SCR 9. Everybody in California needs to be in Sacramento tomorrow and Wednesday, and you need to be calling and faxing, not listening to a bunch of idiots in Montana whine because they got in trouble, because they were doing the wrong thing. And yes, they have made many threats to the sheriff and to judges and to officials up there. I have a letter here. Dear Mr. Cooper, thank you very much for the information you broadcast on your show about the rally that was held today in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It was because of you that we effectively made our presence known. Said the people were quiet and listened as each speaker told the truth. Several TV cameras recorded the event. After each speaker came, there was applause as they made their point. It was at that point that I wondered how many people were there. He counted 125, counting the press. There were more people that came and went all the time and others that arrived late because of a traffic jam on Interstate 80. One lady that arrived stood with tears in her eyes as she told a story to a person holding a camcorder of her late husband, who evidently must have come from here from another country. She told how he once told her that there was no other country than the United States worth dying for. Remember, folks, you die for a country. For a country. For principles and ideals. You don't risk a nation or an entire movement or all of the militia, or the entire patriot leadership for John Trockman. I continue. The people that spoke were Representative Tom Armstrong, Teresa Brown, Joe Corey, Mike Inerarity, and a few others whose names I'm sorry to say I have forgotten. I hope for once the press will give us more than a 20-second spot on the 11 o'clock news. Thank you. James from Berwick. And here is the official report from our station chief in Pennsylvania. Hundreds gathered in the Capitol Rotunda to hear the Constitution Party event organizer and coordinator Mike Inerarity introduce an array of speakers, including patriotic legislators such as Representatives Tom Armstrong and Teresa Brown, voice a clear and concise opposition to the eventuality of the Conference of States turning into a constitutional convention. Another Constitution Party member who also belongs to other various groups, gun rights groups, and constitutional preservation groups, Dick Frazee, spoke out despite the fact that a quote attributed to Governor Tom Ridge was a lie, in which he was supposed to have stated that Philadelphia welcomed the Conference of States and assured quick passage of the participation resolution. The governor lied. That just wasn't true. The press continued their usual blackout in the Philadelphia area, and where reported at all was a complete distortion of the facts and intent of the rally. No mention was made at all of the broad-based opposition to the Constitutional Convention. People as diverse as the American Civil Liberties Union stood side by side with the Committee to Restore the Constitution. The Black Legislative Caucus stood with the Pennsylvania Gun Owners Association, the left with the right, and a whole lot of the middle. People are discovering their common bond is liberty, and that we are all Americans. Other than the Montgomery County Observer and the Titusville Herald and perhaps a few of the local newspapers, no one gave the event any meaningful courage. The mass media and the press are nothing but prostitutes, he says, and that's the truth. The
The Conference of the States is to be a meeting of all 50 states, to be held this fall for the purpose of proposing long-term fundamental structural changes to the federal form of government. The primary sponsors of the conference, the Council of State Governments, which used to be called PAG back in the 1930s, for those of you who got our paper Veritas, you know what that is. A private international organization has publicly stated they support a constitutional convention and have already stated they want to rewrite the 10th and 14th Amendments. Many individual citizens and a variety of diverse organizations have expressed concern and opposition to the proposed meeting because of the possibility of that meeting transitioning into a constitutional convention. There has only been one constitutional convention in the history of this nation, and at that convention, also held in Philadelphia in 1787, the delegates exceeded their authority and completely restructured the federal government. The various speakers will discuss their reasons for opposition to the Conference of States, and they're talking about today in the Capitol Rotunda. Organizations that have voiced concern or opposition to the Conference of States include the AFL-CIO, the Pennsylvania Jewish Coalition, Gun Owners of Pennsylvania, numerous taxpayers' associations, patriotic groups, the Philadelphia City Council, and many more. If you'd like information on what's going on in Philadelphia, if you're a listener in Philadelphia, call Mike at 610-494-2113. That's 610-494-2113. Since Mike now has state police sitting outside his door watching him every day, it's okay to say his name on the air. His cover has been blown in this operation, but he's a good man, and he will persevere. And if anything happens to him, we will deal with it on a legal basis. We will not call up the militia. Some of you people out there are sickening. Just sickening. Others of you are great. Resolution. Resolution. This is the actual resolution from the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania City Council. I'm going to read it to you. Resolution urging the Pennsylvania State Legislature to reject Senate Resolution Number 12. Whereas there is currently pending before the Rules Committee of the State House of Representatives Senate Resolution Number 12, which authorizes the appointment of official state delegates to a conference of the states to be held in Philadelphia October 22nd through the 25th, 1995, and whereas much concern has been expressed by organizations and groups as diverse as the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, Pennsylvania Jewish Coalition, National Rifle Association, American Civil Liberties Union, and members of the Legislative Black Caucus, that the appointment of such delegates might be interpreted as an application for the convening of a federal constitutional convention, and whereas Philadelphia would welcome the opportunity to serve as the host city for the Conference of the States, and whereas legislative authorization and appointment of official state delegates is not required for successful conferences and meetings and only serves to cause serious questions and concerns as to possible motivation and ultimate purposes of such appointments, including concerns of converting the Conference of the States into a constitutional convention, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the City of Philadelphia hereby calls upon the Pennsylvania State Legislature to reject Senate Resolution Number 12 and resolve further that a copy of this resolution shall be forwarded to Governor Thomas Ridge. And this is dated March 16, 1995, and signed Councilman David Cohen. For all of you who think the Jews are all behind this, how come there are so many Jews helping us to stop this Conference of the States? Tell me that, Bobo. When are you going to wake up? How long do I have to change diapers out there? How long do I have to make you so mad at me that you get your head out of your you-know-whats and go look for the facts and discover the truth and get on our side? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to make me the bad guy here? Huh? Why do I have to be the big daddy? That's what we're trying to get away from. That's what socialism needs, daddies. I don't like this role. in Maryland. Maryland. The Conference of States resolution remained in the Senate and must be voted on by Saturday or it is dead. So those of you in Maryland, get busy. Get busy. The 10th Amendment resolution is dead in Maryland unless a public outcry or whatever forces it to be reintroduced. But don't get all hot and bothered over that, because without an active clause which makes it and gives it the force of law, the 10th Amendment resolution doesn't mean beans anyway. And the states don't need a 10th Amendment resolution because they've already got the 10th Amendment, and if the states don't know how to use the 10th Amendment, what good is a 10th Amendment resolution? Stupid! Stupid! Another letter. Dear Mr. Cooper, here is the situation here in New Jersey with the Conference of States issue. SJR-1 has passed through the Senate and was approved. AJR 11 went through a preliminary hearing at the State Government Committee meeting on the 9th of March. I do not have confirmation on when the vote will take place in the Assembly. The bill is being sponsored in this state by Chuck Haytane, and I'm not sure how to spell that or pronounce it, as a matter of fact, but it looks like Haytane, a Republican. The phone number at his office in Hackettstown, New Jersey, is 908-850-8800. That's 908-850-8800. He has a document for release to the public called Conference of States, an action plan to restore balance in the federal system. Ha! At the meeting in the Capitol on March the 9th, how ironic, the 62nd anniversary of Franklin Delano Roosevelt throwing the Constitution out the window. And if you got your copy of Veritas, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, you blew it. You should have subscribed. Assemblyman on the 9th, Assemblyman John E. Rooney, representative from the 39th District, was quoted as saying, quote, "The system is broken and needs fixing," end quote. Almost the same words that H. Ross Perot and others have used, including Governor Leavitt of Utah. He was referring, of course, to the Constitution. It is a real uphill battle in New Jersey with the likes of Lautenberg and other liberal politicians who have their nose so far up the federal government's you know what, they haven't seen daylight in years. Lautenberg is heavily entrenched with the Israeli lobby and pulls a lot of weight in state politics in New Jersey. Now remember, Zionism is not the same as Jews, and there are many more Christian Zionists than there are Jews who are Zionists. And you'd better understand that also. There are also a lot of atheists who are Zionists. And it has nothing to do with the preservation of the state of Israel. It has everything to do with the formation of world government. And he says, anyway, I made contact with a very bright person who is involved with a group called the Coalition to Reform Money. He has contacts in the Capitol here and has his finger on the pulse of political activity in New Jersey. I believe that he will prove to be a very good asset. And he was at the rally in Harrisburg. Thank you, Kevin, for the letter and the update on New Jersey. Okay, this is for Michigan. Call all of the following Michigan state representatives if you live in Michigan. Frank M. Fitzgerald, he's the chairman of the committee, and tell him, please vote no on SCR 32. Please vote no on SCR 32. Frank M. Fitzgerald, 517-373-0853. That's 517-373-0853. Ken Sikima, 517-373-0846. That's 517-373-0846. Michael E. Nye, spelled N-Y-E, 517-373-1794. That's 517-373-1794. Sandra Hill, 517-373-1794. 517-373-3944. That's 517-373-3944. All of these start with 517-373. So I'm only going to read the last four digits from this point on. John Llewellyn, 7317. That's 7317. Pat Gagliardi, 2629. That's 2629. Deb Cherry, 3906. 3906. Thomas Kelly, 0849. That's Thomas Kelly, 0849. Mary Lou Parks, 1776. That's Mary Lou Parks. How dare she have 1776 unless she's going to vote it down. Then it's okay. Paul Hilligans, 0836. That's Paul Hilligans, 0836. Why is your call important, ladies and gentlemen? Because according to Senator John Cherry, extremists within both the Democratic and Republican parties are planning to hold a meeting of all 50 states in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this fall. They intend to make changes in the form of government given to us by George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and all the boys. They're calling the meeting the Conference of the States. So get with it, ladies and gentlemen. Those were the Michigan people who are voting in committee whether or not to put it out for a vote. It can be killed in committee by you if you get busy. A resolution has been pre-filed in the Louisiana State House of Representatives calling for a conference of the states. This is Louisiana. Get busy, Louisiana. The resolution is labeled House Concurrent Resolution Number 13. Oh ho, nice number. House Concurrent Resolution Number 13, HCR 13, and is being sponsored by Representative Emil Bruno and Representative Hunt Downer. It has been provisionally referred to the Committee on House and Governmental Affairs. I have a list of state representatives on the committee here, plus their addresses and phone and fax numbers, except for four, which I have been unable to contact. The 1995 session of the Louisiana Legislature will convene on Monday, March 27th. Monday, March 27th. Now, if you'd like information, if you'd like to get the phone numbers of these people, call Fred at 504-748-8354. That's Fred at 504-748-8354. That's also Fred's fax number. So call if you live in Louisiana and get the name and phone numbers and fax numbers and addresses of all these people that you need to call to make sure that the Conference of States does not pass in Louisiana. Okay, we've already done this. This is Michigan. And we did Michigan. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is Michigan again, I believe. Is it? Or is it? I don't know what it is. What is this? Okay, this is resolution number 12, Pennsylvania. We've already talked about that. Now, folks, you want to know why this is important? All of these clowns tell you that nothing's going on. They all tell you that this isn't for a constitutional convention. They all tell you that in their resolution they put some little paragraph that says that it can't be a constitutional convention. Well, folks, I got to tell you, they don't have anything to say about it. And they can pass whatever they want in their little resolutions. What they're passing are resolutions activating the appointed attendees who are appointed by the governor to act as the state legislature. And then Senate Resolution 82 will activate them as a constitutional convention. And I'm going to read to you verbatim from Senate Resolution 82, sponsored by Mr. Brown and Mr. Helms. You know these two guys? Huh? Well, they're traitors. To petition the states to convene a conference of the states to consider a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. that immediately converts the Conference of States to a constitutional convention. Now listen carefully. 104th Congress, First Session, Senate Resolution 82. To petition the states to convene a conference of the states to consider a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. In the Senate of the United States, March 2nd, Legislative Day, February 22nd, 1995, Mr. Brown for himself and Mr. Helms submitted the following resolution, which was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. And you need to call your congressmen, your senators, everybody in Washington, D.C. that you can reach and tell them to stop this Senate Resolution 82 right now. Resolution. To petition the states to convene a conference of the states to consider a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. Whereas Article 1 of the Constitution of the United States of America provides that the Congress is vested with the authority to lay and collect taxes, to pay the debts of the United States, to borrow money on the credit of the United States, and to appropriate money from the Treasury, whereas for the past quarter century, Congress has been unable to balance the nation's budget in any year, whereas the President of the United States has submitted a budget which increases the deficit in future years, whereas members of Congress have been unable to agree on language of the United States, the opportunity to vote on a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget, now therefore be it resolved that Congress hereby petitions the several states of the United States of America to convene a conference of the states for the express and exclusive purpose of drafting an amendment to the Constitution of the United States requiring a balanced budget and prohibiting the imposition of unfunded mandates on the states, and that such states then consider whether it is necessary for the states to convene a constitutional convention pursuant to Article 5 of the Constitution of the United States in order to adopt such amendment. This, if passed, will give the Conference of States the authority they need to immediately convene a constitutional convention, and once that is done, they can do anything they want to the Constitution. Change it, scrap it, create a completely different and new government. Nobody has any idea what they might do. The Constitution Party has led this fight, and you need to join it if you're not a member already. And don't forget, the hour of the time has brought all of this to you, ladies and gentlemen. And you wouldn't have heard it or known about it anywhere else. Period. And I guess that's just about all I need to say tonight. Except for this. These are the states that have passed the resolution for the Conference of States in both chambers. Arizona, Arkansas, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, Ohio, South Dakota, Utah, Virginia, and Wyoming. These are the states that have passed the resolution in only one chamber. It has to be passed in the other chamber. So get busy if you're in these states. Alaska, it's passed in the House. In Colorado, it's passed in the Senate. In Georgia, it's passed in the House. In Indiana, it's passed in the Senate. In Michigan, it's passed the Senate. In Minnesota, it's passed the House. In Montana, it's passed the Senate. And instead of playing with yourselves up there in Montana, you'd better get your butts up to your state house and pay attention to what you should be doing. In New Jersey, it's passed the Senate. In New York, it's passed the Senate. In Oregon, it's passed the Senate. In Pennsylvania, it's passed the Senate. In Tennessee, it's passed the House. In Texas, it's passed the Senate. In West Virginia, it's passed the Senate. These are states that have introduced the resolution in at least one chamber, but it has not passed in either chamber. California, it's in the Senate now. Florida, it's in the House. Hawaii, it's in the House. Illinois, it's in the House. Kansas, it's in the Senate. Maryland, it's in the House and the Senate.
In Mississippi, it's in the Senate. In Nebraska, it's unicameral, and it's been introduced. Nevada, it's in the Assembly. New Mexico, it's in the Senate. North Carolina, it's in the House. Rhode Island, it's in the House. South Carolina, it's in the House. Vermont, it's in the Senate. And in Washington, it's in the House. In Wisconsin, it's in the Senate. These are states where introduction is pending, could be introduced at any time. Alabama, they don't convene until April the 18th. Connecticut, previously reported as introduced in at least one chamber. However, we cannot find the evidence of that. People in Connecticut, dig it out, find out where it's at. Louisiana convenes on March the 27th, and that's when it is intended to be introduced and passed. Maine and Massachusetts. States where the resolution has been defeated, and it's only been three states, folks. New Hampshire, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. New Hampshire, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. Good night. Get busy. Quit chasing your tails, and God bless you all.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robe of the forest would be satin, a knot of cotton, a knot skin. I command the king, the epistle power, with a whoosh and a whoosh and a royal growl. As I click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls would howl. And the sparrow would take wing. Sigh, sigh, where king. His rabbit would show respect to me, the chipmunk genuflect to me, the mackerel would laugh, I would show compassion for every underling. Sigh, sigh, oh king, just here.